kind of life can a bay leaf have? I mean, in recipes, they sound like an afterthought. You rarely use enough to taste them. It's demeaning. And the saddest thing is, we usually buy dried out ones. All their sexy fragrance is long gone. To quote Peggy Lee, is that all there is? Well, to gain clarity, our contributor, David Leet, talked to J. Kenji Lopez-Alt, the managing culinary director of Serious Eats.
So tell me, what do we need to know about bay leaves? I mean, they're so often an optional ingredient.
Mm-hmm. You would think that they're an optional ingredient, and they do have a very subtle flavor compared to many other herbs and spices. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, you know, when I was a young cook, I would throw a couple bay leaves into a stew because the recipe told me to. And then at the end, you'd fish them out and throw them away. And you say, you know, I can't even taste these. But then if you actually go and do some actual A-B testing, you know, mm-hmm. make one stew with them and one stew without them, you'll find that they actually do contribute sort of a slight sweetness. They bring out the meaty flavors of beef and chicken. And they even help if you're making a vegetable soup. Mm-hmm. It adds sort of a savory quality to the whole thing. So, yeah, they are an optional ingredient, but things are definitely better with them.
Okay. Now, there's Turkish bay leaf and there's mm-hmm. California bay leaf, and I know that you have very strong feelings about them. So tell me, what are the different flavors? How do they compare?
Well, so the California bay leaves tend to be have a much stronger menthol flavor, mm-hmm. So a little bit more of that eucalyptus note. And just in general, they're a little bit more one-dimensional than the Turkish bay leaves. The Turkish bay leaves are milder, more nuanced, a little bit sweeter in flavor, mm-hmm. and they don't really hit you over the head the way the California bay leaves do. And that's actually an important thing because I remember once, maybe 10 years ago or so, and this was the first time I'd ever seen fresh bay leaves. If you're getting fresh bay leaves in the U.S., they're almost always California bay leaves. It's the first time I'd seen fresh bay leaves, and I was like, you know, oh my God, this is awesome because, you know how like parsley, dried parsley versus fresh parsley,
right.
it's just night and day.
No comparison.
So it was like, you know, this must be so much better than the dried bay leaves. And so I used some in a stew I was making, and then the stew was just overpowered by this menthol flavor, this eucalyptus flavor. And that's because, California bay leaves just have a stronger flavor, which some people like, but you have to be very careful.
Are they the same species?
They are not, actually. They're two different species of similar plants. They're shrubs. And you can tell the difference between them. If they're labeled, you're lucky.
Right.
If they're fresh, they're California. But the easiest way to tell the difference is the shape of the leaf.
Okay.
California bay leaves tend to be kind of long and slender with a point, sort of like a spearhead, whereas Turkish bay leaves tend to be a little bit more oval-shaped.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have either a tiny point on the tip or they might be completely round. But they're sort of shorter and squatter and almost circular. And most recipes call for Turkish bay leaves.
Yes.
If you only have California bay leaves, I would start by using about a quarter to half the amount.
Really? That little?
Yeah, they're much stronger, particularly if they're fresh.
Mm-hmm.
They are the kind of thing that once you get used to that flavor, it might be something that you're actually going for. Some people like to use fresh California bay leaves, particularly in desserts. They go well with sweet flavors.
Right.
If any type of dessert that you would have, say, mint in,
mm-hmm.
it would be pretty good with it because it has that sort of like Vicks
vapor rub.
Yeah, that kind of effect.
So, Kenji, if you had your choice, would you go fresh or dried bay leaf?
I would go with dried bay leaves. And actually, bay leaves are one of those herbs similar to oregano or rosemary
mm-hmm.
That grow in very dry, arid, sunny climates. And those herbs actually tend to do better than sort of fresh leafy herbs like parsley and basil at retaining their flavor after they're dried. And that all has to do with the fact that their aromatic compounds are less volatile. And it's because they grow in these hot climates that basically they have these molecules that are designed to stay in place even when the sun's shining down on them, even when water is evaporating. So because of that, when you dry them out, they tend to retain flavor a lot better. I generally go with dried bay leaves.
So with dried bay leaf, a lot of recipes will say, put it in and then fish it out at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why are we fishing it out?
Because dry bay leaves are so tough. I mean, they're just not something pleasant to eat. I know some people play games where the person who gets the bay leaf in their stew has to do all the dishes.
I've never done that. I should think of that.
But basically, it's just because they have an unpleasant texture. I know some people have heard or have been told that they're poisonous and they're going to kill you, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always heard that if you eat it, it could slice your throat.
Yeah, it's just a bad texture. It's not something. It's like eating a fishbone. You don't really want to
do that.
Want to do it.
And then I am very curious about ground bay leaf, because mm-hmm. I think ground bay leaf in a recipe could be really wonderful. I know that there are some recipes where you can put it on like kebabs. Mm-hmm. Like in Portugal, they do that. Do you use ground bay leaf?
I don't often use it just because, I try to keep my spice rack minimal because, spices and herbs, dried herbs and spices tend to lose their flavor pretty rapidly. Mm-hmm. So
how often would you replace them?
It varies from spice to spice, and it depends on how you store them. But, anywhere from 3 months to a year, depending on what it is. Mm-hmm. And ground bay leaf is not something that I would personally use often enough to warrant buying a bottle of it.
Okay.
Whereas regular dried bay leaves I use all the time. I actually keep my dried bay leaves. I buy them in bulk and keep the jar in the freezer, and just use them straight from the freezer.
And how long can they last in the freezer?
Oh, in the freezer they'll last indefinitely.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. Kenji, it was a pleasure.
It was great to be here.
J. Kenji Lopez-Ault is the author of the James Beard Award-nominated column, The Food Lab. David Leet is publisher of Leet's Culinaria, lccooks.com. Now, we have a recipe for you this week to let bay leaves redeem themselves. Head to the website for spring vegetables and white beans scented with fresh bay. That's splendidtable.org.